Lord is good. And all the time. Please sit. As you can see, at the end, in every Mass this Sunday, as part of our Lenten program, we have anointing of the sick. And we're going to do that towards the end of the Mass. Okay? All those who like to receive the oil of gladness, the oil of healing, will come forward. And I shall pray and anoint anyone that would like to avail of the sacrament of anointing. As I said at the beginning of Mass again, today is Lactare Sunday. A Sunday of expressing hope and joy in the midst of all our Lenten fast and penance. Now, all the fasting you have been doing, all the penances you have, all the penance you have been involved in, this Sunday, the Mother Church is telling you, do not give up. You know, you have said, no eating, no chocolate, you know, for the duration of Lent. And sometimes, your mind will say, we have tried. How did you try for 3 weeks? Is that 4 weeks? Okay, just have a little relax, you know. The Mother Church is saying, no, hold on. Don't give up. Don't give in. Start walking, continue to walk on your Lenten promises. If you have not fulfilled them already, recommit again. And this word, Lactare, means rejoice. We had a hymn at the beginning of this Mass. If not, that's what we call the entrance antiphon. We could have been the entrance hymn. I would have read it. And it began with, rejoice Jerusalem, and you who love her. So that is from where they took the rejoicing. So Sunday of rejoicing. Rejoice. Because all your efforts for Lent will not be in vain. All your prayers in Lent will not be in vain. All your fasting will not be in vain. All your almsgiving will not be in vain. They will make you better Christians. They will make you better followers of Jesus Christ. They will make you better citizens of Australia. The first reading recounted the history of the people of Israel's disobedience to the covenant of the Lord. He gave a whole history of that. And in this disobedience to the covenant, it was not only the people, also the priests, the head of the priests, the head priest, they said, the head priest also disobeyed. I've also reflected that when the priest is preaching, like as I'm preaching now, I'm not only preaching to you. The priest is also preaching to himself. The Lord is good. Because also the priest is not perfect. He can make mistakes. So as he's preaching to you, he also preaching to himself. Just like today, I went to Bearwood. And 3 young men were ordained deacons. And part of the ceremony, after they had been ordained, they went and knelt before the bishop. And the bishop handed to them the book of the Gospels and said to them, believe what you read, teach what you believe, and practice what you teach. I was also told that many, many years ago. So everyone is called to conversion, including the priest and all the laity, the members of the laity, everyone. During this time in the history of the people of Israel, it was not only the people that disobeyed, the priest also joined by practicing idolatry. The Lord is good. Are we in business? And we're told that God sent them messengers to warn them. Would they listen to the messengers, to the prophets? No. Eventually, everything has consequences. Good begets good, and evil will beget evil. That's why it's good for us to do good, so that God's blessings will come our way, to the way of our family, our neighbors, and so on and so forth. Eventually, the soldiers of King Nebuchadnezzar came and destroyed the temple of the Lord and captured the people, took them into exile. They were exiled in Babylon for 70 years. For 70 years. Until the kingdom of Persia. You know the people of Persia? The modern day people of Persia? Who are they? The Lord is good. Are we in business? Anyone sleeping? Where can we find the modern day people of Persia? Iran. Good. Iran is the modern day people of Persia. Until Cyrus, the king of Persia, then decreed that all the Israelites can go back to the promised land and rebuild the temple. And now, what is the relationship between the people of Iran and the people of Israel in modern day? You see life? So, just like the people of Israel did not listen to the messengers of their own day, are we listening to the messengers God is sending to us now? Do we listen to their messages? The modern day messengers can be people like Saint Mary MacKillop of Australia. He's a modern day messenger. Never see a need, and you are able to help, and you do not help. Never see a need and do nothing about it. That was her message. We think of Oscar Romero of El Salvador. Archbishop, he stood with the people at the margins against the oppressors. Or Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. fought for equal rights in the United States. So we have our own modern day messengers. There are more. If you can give me 3 hours for this homily, I can name more. The Lord is good. But just as St. Paul said in Romans 3, verse 23, that everyone has sinned and lost the glory of God. That is why in the gospel of today, Jesus sent his only son to come into the world to redeem us. Because everyone has sinned and have lost the glory of God. No one can say that he or she doesn't have sin. Just like the people of Israel disobeyed, so we too are disobeying somehow. So God has sent his only begotten son to come into the world to redeem us. And all those who believe in him will be saved. We heard in the gospel of today that Jesus had not come into the world to condemn the world. No, because God so loved the world so much that he sent his only begotten son to save it. But that through him, you and I and everyone will have life and have that life to the fullest. That's what we call the guilt of the bystander. If you have done something wrong, and you are aware that you have done something wrong, some people might stand somewhere, be discussing. They are not even aware. you think that they are talking about you or are talking about what you have done. So that is why in the gospel of today, Jesus said that those who do evil, those who commit sin, especially serious sin, do not want to come to the light. They prefer the darkness. But when you are honest, when you are truthful, if you are faithful to your baptismal promises, you like to be in the light. You have nothing to hide. You are with God. So my friends, during this Lenten season, it is our prayer that through all the prayers we are saying during this Lent, through all the fasting and almsgiving, that we will renew our promises, our baptismal promises, to reject Satan, which is darkness, and to profess our faith in the one true God, light. God is light. God the Father Almighty, and in his Son, Jesus Christ, the Redeemer, and in the Holy Spirit, the Sanctifier. May Christ give us the grace we need for a fruitful Lenten season through Christ our Lord. The Lord is good. Another time.